there is this need for the organizations in the third sector to go through this digital transformation that we were forced to all do throughout the last decades, but especially the last few years. And there was an increased need to catch up.
It's important to stay relevant nowadays because if you don't go digital, if you don't promote yourself on social media, if you don't include people through the digital platforms by using various digital tools, you will be left behind.
Youth Through Digital is really about responding to the needs of social entrepreneurs, third sector organizations, non-profits, you could say, to go digital. We've seen that being especially important during the COVID-19 pandemic, but digitalization is one of the top priorities now for the sector.
Youth Through Digital is a project that aims to enable or empower social enterprises, organizations, to find how they can drive their digital journey in order to improve the effectiveness and the efficiency of their social mission. In concrete, we are delivering documents and other materials to guide them through their journey.
I'm Top Foster, and I'm a researcher at the Open University in the UK. I want to introduce you to the Erasmus Plus project EU3 Digital, and partners from all over Europe who've come together to make this happen. You've heard from Adamar from the University of Porto, Galinda from Euclid Network, and Joanna, the EU3 Digital Project Coordinator. So why is it all worth it? What are the advantages of getting digital?
When we go digital, many of the things that you used to do manually and take so much time and energy, we can just actually automate them, and that can help us to be faster and to be more efficient and achieve our missions much more easily.
I think digitalization makes processes more efficient or organizations more efficient. I also think that it helps us to create more accessible processes for other people, because when something is on paper in one place, you know, it's not accessible. But talking about putting a report online, to put them into a digital copy, digital device, communicating digitally, makes it accessible to everybody across the world.
Another one is the reach. You can only be effective if you can reach your beneficiaries. Digital channels are a very powerful way of reaching everybody. You may say, oh yeah, but some beneficiaries don't have a computer. You don't need a computer. Everybody has a cell phone today or a mobile. So there are many ways to improve the reach wider.
So these are the main outputs. Actually, you can
practice partners from Spain and Croatia keep things real in EU3 Digital, bringing their on-the-ground experience to ensure that the project stays rooted in the everyday needs of a wide variety of organizations.
Hi, my name is Bruno. The civil society organizations depend on sustainability. If organizations don't keep up with the communications and the efficiency and coping with the modern trends, they will lack the funds. That is the sustainability part. The second reason why organizations to be digitalized is to try to stay innovative in their actions. For our example, we are working as a volunteer center, and we have several platforms, online platforms, so that we can keep up and be present in society. The online transition changed the way of volunteers applying, and the number of volunteers increased. The number of people interested in active citizenship increased. And I think the digital can be a great way to promote your vision, mission, and all of your activities, because we are aware that most of the society looks about the relevance of organization. If they can find it on the internet, if they can apply quicker, they will think about us, that we value the modern changes, etc.
So what has EU3 Digital put out in the world? This is where I came in. The project is based on research, interviews, looking into academic literature and past reports, and I help develop a competence framework for the sector.
It's very similar in a way to the digital competence framework for citizens, but here we are really thinking from an organization point of view, and we really hope this will help organizations to really reflect on what are the digital skills they need to develop in order to go through in a more smoothly way this massive digital transition.
But this was just a start.
So the main things that we are producing are reports that somehow synthesize the knowledge, the best practices around digital competencies. So this is one thing to read, but to put in practice, we need more. So we are also providing materials to help trainers inside the organizations or outside organizations to do their own trainings, to develop the skills that they think they have a gap and that are important for them. So basically, we are empowering by creating awareness and also providing concrete materials so that they can use them on their own way.
This is Adamar from the University of Porto. As the university partners, we work closely together.
My role in this project is to move from the needs in terms of digital, we call competencies, to training, concrete training examples, so that people can develop their competencies with their resources. So basically, we are designing the curriculum so that people can, after identifying the gaps, to do their own training in their organizations or learn by themselves.
I'm Gerlinde. I'm working at Euclid Network, the European Network for Social Enterprises. So I was responsible, of course, with my team at Euclid Network to develop the toolkit on digital skills and also the policy paper. So the toolkit is really responding to the immediate needs of third sector organizations, social entrepreneurs, amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, super practical, highlighting and guiding the reader through different tools that correspond with one another that are free, open source, or free to some extent. So this is really a great resource if you're not sure where to start or need some guidance regarding which tools can I use, because what we've seen, for example, is that during the COVID-19 pandemic, organizations just started using tools completely in a non-structured manner. So you would use Team for one thing and Zoom for the other, or you would pay for that subscription and would do something else. So this is really about streamlining processes and finding out which tools are out there. And then the policy paper built on the research findings we've encountered actually throughout our project span, and really communicated those research findings into tangible recommendations for the European Commission. One of them, for example, was that we need access to funding that allows you to focus on your internal operations as an organization, to digitalize, uptake new technology. For this, we need not only project-based funding, but we need also funding that organizations can use just to internally restructure their infrastructure. We've also seen that organizations need central points of distribution to learn more about the opportunities of digitalization, the tools out there, or there are many discounts available, for example, in the internet for nonprofits. And here we highlight the importance of social enterprise support organizations in distributing what comes from the top, basically, to the ground and the other way around.
Joanna has the overview and has brought the whole project to fruition.
My hopes for U3Digital is that it helps people to really think through what are the competences that they need to develop within the organization to become more digital, that they can find some really cool tools that can help them in different processes within the organizations, and that it will help organizations to facilitate their own trainings. Obviously, I hope this will get to many organizations, because I know there is a need. People just need to know that we exist.
I really want actually more people to learn about U3Digital I hope we're going to continue to spread the word. And if you're listening to this, keep spreading the word.
Music from ccmixter.org. Future by D Plastic, used under Creative Commons License BYNC.